Okay, so we left off last week. We just started the Musiga. So the Gemara tells us that there are two different criteria before we can decide whether somebody is kosher to be a shaliach. First of all, we have to decide whether they meet the general criteria of a shalichus. And we go with those are, them, has to be to be a shaliach, not a goy, etc. And the second is you have to be in the specifics of that parsha that you're trying to act as a shaliach in, you have to be able to give Marcos and the Torah's get the Kedushin. So for this reason, that Chazal disqualifies in Eved Kenani to serve as a shaliach, what Kabbalah said, yeah, even though in Eved Kenani technically he's a member, so he meets the first level, but he's missing the second criteria because he is not the Torah's get the Kedushin. Obviously, he's not the Torah's get, not the Torah's Kedushin. He can't be Makadah, he can't receive Kedushin, he can't become a Kaddish, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So even though the Gemara was talking specifically about an Eved Kenani serving as an Eved, serving as a shlech with Kabbalah, not yet, it was a major machlekes that we showed him, how does that, does it not play out in terms of being a shlech lahalachas again? So Rashi, himself is getting says, well, what's the difference? Just as you have to be in Torahs for Kabbalah, you have to be in Torahs for Halach as well. And the Rishonim go for the Rima Gashon disagreed. And the Rishonim themselves weren't exactly clear why that should be so. The Rima Gashon himself wasn't exactly clear. Why should that be so? Why should it be that we differentiate between shaliach la halachas again and shaliach la kabbalas again? The Chayim Manav Shach, we should require a b'tayras. Yeah. We're saying it. We just chazan over. We said let's see.
Rashi, is that specifically in terms of the Torah's?
No. For this halach, there are differences between halach and kabbalah, but vis-a-vis this halach is the same. So the question is, what's the beer of the? So I think we very at the end of the show we began to introduce the understanding of the Yad HaGuluim. So the Balak Tzoyz Balak HaGuluim comes up with a famous beer to try and explain away the difference of nuance between Shlech HaLach Shlech HaKabbalah. Whenever you discuss whether somebody has to be the Torah's Gittin, this new Halach called, you have to meet the criteria of being the Torah's Gittin, what that means is as follows. If your role as a Shaliach is a Gittin Dikka HaLach, if you're wearing the hat of a Megarish, you're wearing the hat of someone who is actively participating in the chalais agiyushin, then you have to be terrorist that fashion. And now you have to be very, very exact, very, very didactic, trying to figure out whether any given shliach is really truly acting as a shliach legeirushin, or is he wearing perhaps another hat of shlichos, but not necessarily the hat of a shliach legeirushin. So comes out of the room and says, this is where shliach lekabal shliach halacha part ways. Says out of the room, when it comes to Gerushin, what exactly is the Megarish? Who is the Megarish? What is the Megarish? What's really carrying the day here? What is the Etzav Hadavra Megarish? So it says, the piece of paper itself. It says everything on the paper. It says exactly. It has the man's name, the woman's name. It's got the Harem Megarish. It's got the whole nine yards. Everything is written on the paper itself. So the Etzav HaMegarish, says the Abdullim, is the paper itself. And here again is the Megarish. So Ella, why does the Halacha say that, let's say the husband puts down the piece of paper and the wife picks it up, why is that no good? Because there's a halacha that the physical mice and the sinas again has to be a nesina miyara ba'ali ha'isha. There are almost two different halachas that are taking place. The chalais ha'gerushin is accomplished by the paper itself. It has everything written there. But the mice and the sina is an additional component, an additional halacha that has to take place. If you're missing the ma'aseh nesina, so then the ma'aseh the chalais gerushin didn't take place. Let's say the marshal, let's say the husband takes the piece of paper, and instead of giving it to the yada isha, instead of giving it to the chotzer isha, he throws it in the middle of the street somewhere. He throws it somewhere, the woman's not even around. He takes it, he tosses it in the video. So would you say, well, there's a get here, there's a chalais gerushin, but the chalais gerushin wasn't delivered, v'nosen miyada, so the second part wasn't fulfilled. So it comes out the Mulim and says, let's imagine a world for a moment without the parsha of shlichus. Let's say shlichus wasn't given to us in the Torah. So would it have been conceivable that a man could give a get to the shaliach could a man give a get derech shlichu? Can he appoint the shaliach to deliver the get to the woman? And in a world that's absent the parsha of shlichus. So says the Adulim, no, that wouldn't fly. You know why that wouldn't fly? Because that wouldn't be called Vinosan Biyada. The Sina Biyada means it has to go, it has to be a Maisa, the Sina Biyada, Baal, the Yarisha. So Kolzman, there's no Chiddush and Torah of Shalichos. So then, if Reuven gives the get to Shimon, Shimon gives the get to Rachel, so when Shimon hands it to Rachel, that's not Miyara Baal, Yara Isha, so that's not going to be good. So, Kum, the special halacha of a Shulcha, Gamatem, Meshachos, or whatever the carries of Shulchas are, that the Torah now views Shimon's hand, whether literally Shimon's hand, or Shimon's Maise, Mesiache, saying, go back to the Tzrid days, earlier in the Torah, but the Tachas, the bottom line is that when Shimon delivers the get, that is a fulfillment of Inasun Biyoda. So the role of the Shaliach, la halachas again, is simply to fulfill the physical condition called Inasun Biyoda. Lulei the parasha shlichas, not the chishtar shlichas, so the Shaliach of the Baal would not have been able to fulfill that criteria. But the whole role of the Shaliach is not really to create a Chalez Gerishin, because the Chalez Gerishin was accomplished by the paper itself. So the hat that the Shaliach of Baal is wearing, sometimes the Miluim, is a hat of shlichus. There's no question it's a ma'isa shlichus. It's not even a shayla, it's a ma'isa shlichus. Aber, it's a ma'isa shlichus under the physical nesinus aget, not in the chalais ageirishin. Therefore, says the Adonai, this second halacha, it's now superimposed requirement, they have to be the peres gittin, that halacha only applies when we're being done on a shliach who's serving an active role in the chalais ageirishin. The shliach is not serving a role in the chalais ageirishin. The chalais ageirishin is happening without the shliach. The shliach is playing an important role. It's a very prominent role. Don't think that the shliach is enough. The shliach is very important. He's important vis-a-vis the secondary halacha of nesinus aget, but he's totally insignificant vis-a-vis the chalais ageirishin. And that's shot in the Rebbeinu. That's why the shliach la'halacha plays a non-existent role in the chalais ageirishin. The shliach la'kabbalas aget, he's everything. He's the woman. That's the etzem HaKabbalah, the Kabbalah Saget. That is the Chalas Geirishin, that there's a Kabbalah Saget. So that for sure requires B'teiris. But to merely wear the hat of the Shalich LaHalacha, all he's doing is just facilitating a Maise and a Sin of Yalma, not part of the Chalas Geirishin, that's all. So Adkan, the first half, the first third of the Adkan. But now comes Evelim and says, you know, what I'm saying may not be correct, because this is only true, what I'm saying, says the Lord, if the role of the Shaliach, the Halacha, is only that. It's only just the physical delivering of the gift. Doesn't the Mishnah tell us in the Sefer Gittin that at the time of a get, you require Dibur? You can't just hand the get over to your wife. You have to accompany it with the Dibur. So now, how in the world could you have Shalichos on a get? How can you have a Shalich, the Halacha, paper clay that has to be Dibur HaBaal? So what's the answer, if I say? It must be that the same with the shlichus on the Maisa and the Sinus again, the shlichus on the Dibur HaBaal. So when the shliach speaks, that's as if that's as if the Baal is speaking. But wait a second, said the Avigaluyim, that din of Dibur that accompanies the get, the din of Dibur that Bishas Haget, what kind of halach is that? That's just a physical condition. That's part and parcel of the Chalais HaGerishin. Zelman from Dozen, you see from the Mishnah, the fact that the Mishnah Gittin speaks about the requirement of saying Arech Lutef Kalah to accompany the Sinus Aget, that is an integral part of the Chalais Geirishin. So the Chalais Geirishin has two parts to it. The Get is doing part of the Chalais Geirishin, the Nir Aget is doing part of the Chalais Geirishin, and the mouth of the husband is doing, the Dibur HaBaal is doing part of the Chalais Geirishin. It's only the combination of what's written on the piece of paper, accompanied by the words of the Baal, that is the complete Chalais HaGerishin. So that puts us back in the trouble, says the Avner Miluim, because if that's true, so then how does Shlichus work? It must be that the Shalich HaBaal, true vis-a-vis the Nesinus HaGet, is not wearing the hat of a Shalich LaChalais HaGerishin, but vis-a-vis the Din of Dibur he is, and Hadar Kush LaDuchta, then he should have to be a Yesh to B'Teiris Gittin, and the Rimagash is not correct. So says the Avner Miluim, no, the punchline is that that halacha that you require Dibur, yes, it's true, 100%, no shall about you require Dibur, Mitir Rabbanu. There's no din in that Torah that you require Dibur B'Shas Haget. And how did the Avner Miluim know that, Rabbi Yisai? Who's he medayik from? Moshe Rambam. Because the Rambam, when he quotes that Mishnah that you have to accompany a get with Dibur, the Rambam says, and what if you didn't? Dr. Rambam, Harei Zaget what?
Puzzle.
Puzzle. And Shteitin Rambam, the Chuz Gerishim, Anytime I say the word posel, that's a code word for being derabbanan, problematic. Anytime I want to express that the get is no good in the Torah, I use a different words. I'll use harayza get botel, ain't a get. I'll use much stronger lashonos. The word posel is a very, very toned down word. Posel means it's no good. It's no good in the Torah. It's like mashallah devadayme, nuch Shabbos. We have a difference between one and one. Who remembers? If you want to say something's chayav in a Torah, what do you say? Chayav. Chayav skila, chayav koris, chayav korban. If you want to say something's dead eyes, if you want to express the fact that something's only the derabanan, use a toned down lashon gold, potter, which the word says, kopter Shabbos, potter balasa. 99% of the time, the word potter is what Shabbos means, potter balasa only the derabanan. Remember, my oldest son, Yaakov, was younger, so we used to learn a little bit Mishnayis Shabbos together. So every other line, Mishnah Shabbos, you get to these phrases. It's a chayav, it's a potter, it's a chayav potter. He was 8, 9 years old, so I try to explain to him the difference between what it means. And it's a hard concept for a child, because the mice are not allowed to do it. Even if it's potter, you're still not allowed to do it. It just means you're not allowed to do it, but it's not as bad as if you did something that was derayis. So I was never really sure whether you understood that nuance of the difference until one day he pushed Aaron Zem, my youngest son, down a couple of stairs. So it wasn't so bad. So I turned to my aunt and said, man, what did you do? You pushed your younger brother down the stairs. So he says, oh, come on, Ab, it wasn't so many stairs. It was just a couple of stairs. He didn't really get hurt. So I said, you're right. But, you know, it's not as bad as pushing him down 20 stairs, but he's still pushing him down 3 stairs. He's a little kid. What are you pushing down the stairs for? So it's not as bad, but it's still bad. So he looks at me straight in the face and he says, Abba, what you mean to say is it was potter, not chayef. Get out of punishment for that one. All right, anyway, getting back to the story. So, this whole Shkilut Torah of the Amulim, Dasri Magash, is only as true as this Rambam is. Only if the Rambam is correct that the requirement of divur is only with the Rabbanon, can we advance this prayer. So Rabbi Sai, we have to challenge this Rambam. We have to take a look at this, getting very, very carefully to see, is this correct or is it not correct? So there is a sugya that appears later on in Masechus Gittin, where the Mishnah, the Gemara, talk about the following. Sugya, I don't think we started this point yet, but Kitzish Nachayv, do we start it yet on Thursday? I don't think we just left at this point. Kitzish Nachayv, person standing, has a piece of paper written with a perfectly kosher nuschaget on it, and he's about to hand it to his wife, and he says to her, I'm such a nice guy, he says, I'm giving you an IOU. I owe you $1,000, I'm writing an IOU note, here it is. Little does she know that it says, that's a chaladim on it. So he didn't say the magic word. Not only did he not say the magic word, he said the opposite. So you know what the Mishnah says? Harez ain't a get. The get is no good at all. And the Rambam quotes this, it's possible in a Torah. Not a shilas. That was a bad way of saying possible. It's possible in a Torah. Raise the hand again. So the question is, how do we make sense of this? How could this be? What do you mean, raise the hand again? According to the Rambam, just told us that there's no requirement to accompany the get with any diba whatsoever. So why is this still good in a Torah? What's the problem? So in fact, it's this Gemara that was the source for the Mishnah will disagree with the Rambam. The Baal Mor in Maseches Gittin writes explicitly that there is a din min haTorah that a get has to be accompanied by dibur, and that's the reason why the person said kinsish tachayv zeh, the get is no good min haTorah, because he did not accompany it with the proper dibur. And for that matter, zok the Baal Mor, if a person gives a get and says nothing, it's also no good min haTorah. It's all the same halacha. There are two sugyas of get. One sugya talks about the requirement of saying, and one sugya talks about saying the wrong thing. Baal Mor says they're both rooted in the same halacha. They're both expressions of the same din deraisa that you require dibur get bishas nesin seget. And what's the mocha for this? Now the Baal Mor is going to challenge it. Where's the mocha? Vishte in the pasuk. So the Baal Mor says v'shilcha mibesai. So vishte in Baal Mor. And v'shilcha means that it's not enough just to hear the get. You have to go away, leave. V'shilcha mibesai. That's a lashon dibur is up to Baal Mor, and there's the din deraisa that if you give a get without dibur, it's bottom in a Torah, and that's the reason why if you give a get and you misrepresent what it says in the get, why it's bottom in a Torah. So the Rambam clearly doesn't learn that way, because the Rambam writes, not get possible, not get bottom. So So obviously the Rambam didn't subscribe to this. Right? There is no such Gemara. There's no Gemara in all of Gittin that says Menon immediately b'shilcha. So the Balamor Mamish made up this drasha because he's looking at the two Gemaras that require deeper and he has to find some kind of a source min Torah. But the Rambam clearly doesn't buy into this. So what's the Rambam's way of understanding that Gemara about Kinzi Shachar Zeh? So if you take a look at the Rambam, the Yiruch is garish and the Rambam explains to us. The Rambam says that there is no din of Diba min HaTorah. There's absolutely zero requirement in the Raisa to accompany a get with Diba. But if you choose to do Dibur and you misrepresented the Dibur, you said something which is not what the get says. You said, Kinsi Shachar Zeh, you said happy birthday, you said happy graduation. You had a handing her a card and she thinks she's getting something else because you told her something else, not what it says on paper. That disqualifies the get on a level of the Araisa. Nobody told you, don't open up your big mouth to say anything, Min HaTorah. But if you do, then you better use a Lashon Gerushin. And if you don't, then the get is disqualified Min HaTorah. Why is that? Because the Torah says, V'chosav ha-sefer krisus v'nosun v'yada. Sefer krisus. Sefer krisus is the theme of what it says on this paper. And the Rambam's learning that the din of sefer krisus means that you have to be given to our Beteris Krisus. Sefer Krisus is not just defining what's written on the paper. The Chos of Law Sefer Krisus for Nosin Biyada. So Sefer Krisus is going almost on both halves of the Pasuk. That you have to write a Lashon Sefer Krisus, and it has to be presented Beteris Krisus. Presented Beteris Krisus means that you can't misrepresent what it says. If you don't say anything, so that's called Dita of the Sefer Krisus one. You open it up and read it, you'll see what it says. So Kol Zman that you don't open up your mouth, that's called the Nesid of the Derech Krisus. But the minute that you misrepresent it and you say, oh, by the way, this is a happy birthday, this is the Kinti Shnachayv, this is a graduation card, so that undermines the Din of Sefer Krisus B'Shach Tessina, and that's the reason why the Get is no good Minat Torah. So that sugya in Masechus Gittin that speaks about Kinti Shnachayv Zeh is not the same sugya as requiring Dibur Baget. The active requirement of Dibur Baget according to the Rambam is only Midrabanan, not learned from any position, it's only Midrabanan. The requirement not to say the wrong thing, to say anti-get, that's not a requirement. I'm telling you, that's learned out for Sefer Krisus. So we have Machlekes, Balaborn, and Rambam. How do you understand these two halachas? So we have Rambam's two sugyas in Gittin. One is the requirement of Dibur Beget, and the other is the sugya of Kinsey Shtar Chayv. So according to the Balaborn, this is the identical sugya. This is the Dimin HaTorah V'Shilcha, and thus the Dimin HaTorah because you have the wrong lashon. But the Rambam, this is only a requirement in the Rabbanon, and this is a requirement the Raisa because it's Eino Ditoiras Krisus. So the Rambam, the Magash, the Amimuim, was still in business. Yeah.
And the Mishnah says that when he gives it, they're sleeping. It's not a good guy.
Yeah.
According to Rambam, why would that not be good?
It's only in the Rabbanon. You're right. That's right. Only Chum and Rabban, right? Quite the Balamor would do that, I used to hear it. Do we have, just as an aside, before we get back to the main theme of the Avnulim, do we have any other ways to read this Mishnah of Kinsi Shachayv? It sounded like the Balamor. The Rabban deflected it. Do we have any other Pshatim? Any other ways of understanding why Kinsi Shachayv is no good? Any ideas? That was on my question. Just any ideas? What could be the problem with that?
Well, when the guy lies to her about
so, it's mechtos, but we don't need what? Mechtos is the only problem when you need what?
Das.
When you need das, we don't need that das. So you're right, almost.
I mean, he's not serious enough?
Oh, maybe it's a chizor, not her das, chizor, his das. The fact the guy gets up and he says, Kittish la chazer, that throws into question whether he's serious in what he's doing. Maybe he's not, he doesn't have rots in a bottle anymore. If he really meant what he said, then he should have said. If he really meant to be Makabash, he should have said, raise a gitech. So once he's telling her a story, it could be that he's backing out. It could be he wrote the get, and now he's always being mavapal to get by showing he doesn't have rotzon legarsha. So whose idea is this? This is the Ramban. The Ramban says getting that says that it could be Dibur Beget is midrabanan. It's possible. But if you say something backwards, this is chaser v'rtzon habal. It's a whole nother chisar. Not like the Ramban. It's a whole different chisar. Any other ideas? One last shot. Give you one more shot. There is a sugya in Maseches Yevamos where the Gemara talks about the Megaresh, a girl who has no idea what's going on. She doesn't even understand that she's getting divorced. Why? Either because she's a shoita, or because she's such a katana, she's so little. She's married with her father, now she's 5 years old, she doesn't know what the words mean. So he comes to her and he gives her a gift, and she thinks this is great. Well, what is that? What a nice little piece of paper. I can make a paper airplane out of it. She's feeling she doesn't have any asaga. What just happened? So the Gemara says that min haTorah, she's not migureshes. Either she's a shaita and ein yodas, what gittin is all about, or she's such a little girl, she doesn't know what's flying, ain't no migureshes. Why is that? Anyone remember why? That the get has to accomplish as a result in her leaving. If it results in her coming right back again, she thinks that, oh, this is great. Okay, great. I'm going to play my paper airplane outside, and then tonight I'm going to come home for dinner. So that undermines the very essence of the get. So there's nothing wrong with the ksivas get. There's nothing wrong with the nesivas get. There's nothing wrong with the das habal. There's nothing wrong with the dibur. Because there never was in a dibur. The problem is there's a new condition necessary that has to be met. Cool. Therefore, according to Tosfos, dibur beget is probably also only with the rabbanan. But there's a third reason in HaTorah, besides Balmor, for sure, that's his own shita. But even within the Rishayim, we say that dibur beget is with the rabbanan. Kitzish tachayv is no good in HaTorah, either because of HaTorah's krisis, or chosev v'da'at v'tzon habal, or because mishalcha v'ena chizeres. Anyone know why the other Rishayim didn't go down Tosfos' route? The Gemara does have Mishalcha and Chizeres. The Rambam was forced to make up almost a new thing. The Rambam was forced to make up, come with a new Chashash. Tosfos is right. There isn't Sugini Bamas or Mishalcha and Chizeres.
If Edith, he says to start up, oh, when she reads it, she's not going to come back.
So it could be that the reason why the other Rishayim veered away from Tosfos is because the Gemara is only referring to a case where the person, the Gavra, is a gavra who's b'shalcha v'ein chizeres, was b'shalcha v'chizeres, so to speak. Here, the gavra has a shear of becoming migureshes. The woman could, whether she knows how to read or she doesn't know how to read, whether the get ends up in the garbage right away, but even if she never reads it, but mitzad ha-gavra, she was a b'shalcha v'ein chizeres. The fact that you gave the get b'chi ha-gavra in a tzura, that she's probably going to come back for dinner that night because she didn't realize it was a get. She thought it was an IOU and she doesn't know how to read. So that doesn't disqualify the get. That's what probably most of the other Rishayim learn. So you have, when you learn sugyas in Masechet Yevamos, at the end of Yevamos, when one talks about the dinner of Mishalcha v'en Chazeres, so you realize right away there's a machlokes in Rishonim. Is Mishalcha v'en Chazeres the din in the Gavra HaMiskareshes? Or is the din of Mishalcha v'en Chazeres a din in the Maisa HaGerushin altogether? Again, you have to learn that sugya well to figure out what the ramifications of this. So, Ayat Tzimir Advar, everybody say, what's relevant for us is as follows, is that the entire Avnei Miluim is hinging upon the Balamor not being correct. Balamor and the Tor also says he required Dibur min HaTorah. He doesn't explain why, but it's probably based on this similar to the Balamor. The Avnei Miluim Shikul Torah, the Das of Migash, is assuming the Das of Rambam, it's only the Rabbanan, Rambam, the Rabban, Taisus, everything is on the whole din of Dibur is on the Rabbanan. And since the din of Dibur is on the Rabbanan, therefore the role of the Shlich Lalach is not really the Torah's Gittin, it's because he's not a Shlich Lechaleisa again, he's just a Shlich Lamaisa Nesid and Yalma, and therefore an Eben Kenaihi would be acceptable.
Shouldn't it not matter, like, Lamaisa, if it's only made the Rabbanan or the Reisa, it's still required, if it's not there, it's to get possible. So if they send the shaliach to do and there's no dibur there, it shouldn't be possible.
So when Chazal instituted dibur, they didn't change the very format, the very essence of what the role of the shaliach is. They just said, by the way, in addition to the chalais hageirushin taking place for the piece of paper, let's just make it absolutely clear, have a dibur to accompany it. But in terms of the etzem aget, the paper still carried the day.
You would say that b'diav, even if a person...
No, b'diav, it's still b'midra bonin, it's still possible. But it's not pshat that they changed the very essence of the get. They didn't make a new takon called, up until now, min ha-Torah, so the paper is the Megarish, and now you need dibur to be the Megarish. They just said, the paper is the Megarish. Min ha-Torah, that's good enough. But b'midra bonin, the SSAs, even with the Evid, you better say something also.
And the Russian apostle saying this.
If you didn't do it, so then we're not going to let this woman remarry. The get min haTorah is good. Min haTorah should not exist this anymore. But the Rabbanu, we're not going to let her remarry. That's what the get apostle means. And we're going to insist on another get.
What's the reason why they required Dibur?
I can understand why. It could either be just for clarification, or it could be because you don't want to. It's a gezeira, maybe Otto King Mishnah.
Why can't anyone say a Dibur? Why can't you just have the guy give it, and then like anyone around can just say, oh, by the way, that's your get. If it's just for clarity, then there shouldn't be rules as to who's going to be the one clarifying.
mean, he doesn't have to be a former shliach.
Yeah, it could be anyone. Maybe.
Hang it for 1 second, okay? Hang it for 1 second. Before we get back to the stuff that we're learning, can we test these Rishayim? Again, we need the Rambam's camp to be right, or else the whole thing is not going to fly. So ultimately, whether the Rambam is accepted or not, whether we go down the route about war, really revolves around the nature of kinti shachayv. Because kinti shachayv is a problem in a Torah. That you can't get away. That's the most beferish. Kinti shachayv disqualifies you get a love of deraisa. And it's, according to Balmor, that's just an expression of the regular din deraisa requiring deeper beget. And according to the Rambam, the Rambam tells us it's based on some new reason. So in order to ascertain whether the Rambam is accepted or not, we have to test that by really, really analyzing Kiddush Shachayv. So the Gemara has a startling statement about Kiddush Shachayv in Maseches Gittin, touching a little bit of what Moshe said. But the Gemara says as follows: what's the din if a man's about to give a get to his wife, and the get is written perfectly, Nusach is Kedasch, who did perfect, and he pulls two edim on the side, wife's not listening, he says, listen, guys, I'm about to give a get to my wife, but I don't want to tell her because she's going to kill me. So I want to hand it a get and get out of here as fast as possible. But you guys listen, I'm telling you this is a get. Then he comes around to his wife and he says, ah, darling, kinti shtachoyv zeh. Kidas moishiv Yisroel. Oh, that's it. He hands it a piece of paper and then he's out of town. He's on the first train out of here. She opens up the paper. By golly! Zoi shteit. She's ready to kill him. He's long gone. Off into the sunset. What do you think about that get? Who thinks that get's good? Who thinks the get's no good? So the Gemara says the get is good. The Gemara says the Gemara says good. It's good in the Torah, it's good in the Rabbanu, it's good. The get's good. How did that get good? He gave her a get, and he didn't, not only did he not say her Rebu Teres, he said the wrong thing. That get should be possible in the Torah. So the Rishonim explained, no, it's not a problem. No matter how you slice it, it's not a problem. You know why?
No problem with his
what?
There's no problem with his das.
So there's clearly no problem with his das. We know exactly what he wants to do. According to Ramban, we're home free. We understand that. According to Taisa's eyes, Mishalchan Yerichas Heres, Gewalt.
He's not a Gavna.
Who's going to stop him from being Chazeres?
He left.
I just over-dramatize that for special effects. The Edim. Now, this is not like it was raised before. Well, she'll read the get. No, we're not relying on her reading the get. Because first of all, who says she knows how to read? Who says she's going to read the get? But if before the get is given, he already was mocked into the full amount, he already built into the system a preventative of her being a mashalcha to chazeres, what was the prevention that he set up? The Edim, Zaptasis, the Edim are going to hold her back. Yedim and prevent her from being chazeres. So that's good in Torah. So even though kinti shtachayv zeh is a psalm in Torah, but once you set up Eidim beforehand, that's going to solve any potential problems in Torah. What about according to the Rambam, that it has to be the Torah's krisus? What do you have to say according to this? That the Torah's krisus doesn't mean that she has to get it, the Torah's krisus. Because let's not forget, we don't really care. Her role to get is almost minuscule. She doesn't supply das. She's begreshes from Torah Bal Korcha. She just has to accept the piece of paper, even though she doesn't even know what's going on. It wasn't even given to her. That's okay. Says the Ram, that's not a problem. So we're yaiti the din of the Torah's krisus. We didn't disqualify the Torah's krisus because he maybe would have given her the get and just said kitzis shachar without prefacing his remarks to the Edom that it's a get, that would have smacked of a problem in a Torah of Ein and Nais and Krisis. But once he spells out that the Edom beforehand, so that covers him on the Ein and Krisis angle. So all the Shem are good. Except for who? Except for Balmor. Balmor's not so good. Balmor, Mishalach Mibesai. Doesn't he have to be Mishalach HaWadibur? Doesn't he have to say the Dibur to her? Imagine giving a ring to a woman and saying, Harem Kudash was lead to the Eidim. How how does the speaking to the Eidah fulfill the din of a Shilcha? So Zok the Baal Amor, you know how it works? Because the din b'shilcha teaches me, tzorach sheyotzi hadibur b'fiv, or it doesn't interest me, I couldn't care less whether the woman hears the dibur or not. You know why? My kasha from Kedusha was a silly kasha. Why? Says the Baal Amor. Because you don't need dasish anyway. So who do I, why should I care whether he's mitzi l'dibur facing her, whether he's mitzi l'dibur m'piv talking to the Eidah? As long as there's outsourced the piv, he fulfilled the nosa, he fulfilled the shulcha, and she's begrashes to the Torah, and the Rabban, everything is good. So at the end of the day, by side, we got four checks on the board. All Rishonim were able to explain away this otherwise strange gemara about how Kittish Tachayv Zech could still be good, he could salvage saying the Shvach HaLoshim to the woman as long as he prefaced it by saying properly to the Eidim. So that gemara sheds no light in Amachlokes. So in all the dust settles, we have four different approaches to the Rishonim, how to understand the relationship or lack thereof between him, one of the Berget, and two Kittish Tachayv Zech. But for our purposes, all we want is not to follow Baal Born to him. That's the direction we have to go. We have to go down the route of the Rambam of the Rabban Tosfos that the dibur by a get is not required in a Torah, and the corollary in that statement is if dibur by a get is not required in a Torah, then the role of the shliach halach has not been Torah's kids in Kedushin, and memela it doesn't bother us if the shliach doesn't have a kinaiti. Of course, who would be the bar plucked on all this? Which Rishon would disagree with this whole Ribagash and the whole Rambam? So we know the Baal Mor would disagree, we know the two would have to disagree, and we have reason to believe that Rishon would do Rashi and Masechet Kiddushin disagrees. So comes down the moon and presents this whole Shemash Shir Kloli. All Shir Kloli, the Machlaikis Rashi and the Rimagash, the second breath of Gittin, relevant to the second breath of Masechet Kiddushin, is ultimately a throwback to this fundamental question, is there a din of Dibur on a Gittin or not? And again, Kinzi Shachar Zed does not prove anything. The din of speaking to the Eidah first does not prove anything. All the other Rishonim, okay, we have four Birim in the Rishonim, everyone's, okay, everyone's home free. And now the bottom line is, if Dibur is required in a Torah, then you have a din of requiring Mataras for the Shulech HaAlacha. If there's no din of Dibur in a Torah, then there's no.
Could another answer to the Baal Mor be that it depends on how much base is involved in Gittin? Because if Eidim for Gittin are Eidim Kiyum, the base is very involved, then that was the base then?
Eidim for sure Eidim Kiyum.
So then, couldn't you say that it doesn't matter if he tells a woman, because Basin are really the ones that are affecting the Gittin.
I would think about the word Basin. Basin is almost irrelevant for Gittin. There's a big chiddush in some achronim that you need a Basin for Gittin. Point to the Pasha that Allah is usually you need a Basin. You just need a husband, a wife to wait, and that's it. I'll leave Basin down in the picture.
Pardon the
Baal Mor,
can
the fact that he says to the Shaliyah in the presence of Eidim, yeah. Yeah. Right, okay. You mean there's built-in... You mean he already was motzi. Just the very act of shalichos, that is the tzos. Interesting. Assuming that you need Eidim for shalichos, also not the same. Okay, interesting. So Rabbi comes up room now in the second half. It says, let's take everything we just spoke about, and plug it into another shayla. It's really the second half of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said that Ein Eben Nasa Shliach Lekavo Get Me at Baal Shalisha, which Ein Eben is given the Kedusha. Now, true, Rabbi Yechon was only practically talking about Shliach Leget, but he did mention in passing Kedusha also, which would lead us to believe that whatever Rabbi Yechon had said about Shliach Legetin is equally true for Shliach Kedusha. It's the same story. It's the same problem. Same thing. So we're not really doing Gittin, we're doing Masechet Kedushin. So let's talk about the Shaila. What would the din be? A person appoints an Eved Kanani to be a Shliach for Kedushin. What would we say about that? So we'll talk about both halves. Again, Rabbi Yechon himself wasn't talking about that, but it's Munach in his words that whatever he said about Gittin has to be the same for Kedushin. So a woman appoints an Eved Kanani to be a Shliach for Kabbalah Kedushin. She can't make the wedding, she's busy that day. She calls up for Eved Kanani, says, not her, say another Eved Kanani. Torah of Kenai, that's a different story. Maybe Chatz, I'll leave that out for now. But she calls up another Rebbe Kenai and says, look, do me a favor, I can't make it to the wedding, so please accept the ring on my behalf. If you want to make it a little bit more appropriate, she sent a Shukr Kenai instead of another Kenai, okay, whatever it is. She says, she's got her Evet / Sivcha under the Chuppah, accepting the ring. So what would Rabbi Yechon say about that? Forget it. No. I can't fly. that everyone, if it does work, forget does work for Kedusha, if it does get the Kedusha, it's Rezei Shteh Rebiyeh. That's changed the case a little bit. Reuven is supposed to get married tomorrow. He's very busy. He's got files tomorrow. He's got barbecues tomorrow. He's got Yerushalayim events. He has to go. He's called to Eretz Yisrael to go receive trumpet. The Kais has got a lot of things going on. He can't make it to his own wedding. So he calls up and Nebuchadnezzar says, do me a favor. Just bring the ring. Go to the wedding. I'll be there the next day. Bring the ring. You be my shaliach la'alach the kiddushin. So he would have asked the family, say, great. It's machlokes Rashi to Rebagash. The same way Rashi disqualifies shaliach la'alachas. Hagat, that's also called Chisan Vibitaras. Kedushin gets all the same thing. Vyatsav Haisa, getting Kedushin, it's all the same. And according to Rebbe Gash, the Chayit should be okay. That's what I'm going to say. So it comes up and Blumen says, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you will discover that it's probably not the case. That equation is probably not true. How did the Abbe Blumen know in Shulchan Aruch it's not true? It says, because if you look at two places in Shulchan Aruch, in Uchaz Gerish and Uchaz Kedushin, where this issue comes up. In Hilchas Geirushin, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Machlokes Rashi and the Rebagash. When it comes to Shlech LeKabbalah, for sure, no good. Shlech LeHalacha, maybe yeah, maybe no. And he leaves it 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to Maseches Kedushin, Hilchas Kedushin, so he just quotes straight out, Ein Eved Nasa Shliach LeKedushin, Bein LeKabbalah, Bein LeHalacha. No words, no boo, no mention, no reference, no Rebagash on the table, nothing. Says the Avlu, Mipashtes Loshim, Estimus Loshim of the Shulchan Aruch, would appear that he understood, the Mechaber, the Heiliger, the Mechaber understood that the whole Machlokes between Megash and Rashi was only by Geirush and not by Kedushin. But by Kedushin, Kuliyam Lepligi Shlech LaAlocha cannot be Nebuchadnezzar. And why should it be so? So the Avlu says, well, this, I'll tell you exactly why it's so. It's the Varm Pshutim why it's so. Why? The whole reason why I was willing to accept a shliach lahalacha b'dasa rimegash was because he's not really a shliach b'toras geirushin, because the paper did the trick by itself, because there's no din of dibur. Everything is hinging upon the Rambam and Tosfos, and the whole din of dibur again is only mid Rabban, and this is the engine that's driving the shliach rimegash. Says the Abin Luim, this is where kedushin and geirushin part ways. By geirushin you don't require dibur min haTorah, but by kedushin, a vav and a vav you require dibur min haTorah. Not even a shaila, not even a question. Nobody ever would say in a million years you don't require dibur min haTorah by kedushin. And therefore, kuleyamu lepligi, that the role of the shaliach at a halachas kedushin is not just to hand over a ring, but it's also to express the dibur, to verbalize the dibur. And as such, the role of a shaliach la'alachas ha-kedushin is zicha. The kol ha-deis, including Rimagash, is a shaliach b'teres chaleis kedushin. And we plug in Rabbi Yechon's statement, ein ha'eved nasa shaliach le'geirushin le'kedushin, because you have to be b'teres kedushin v'geirushin. So this is the difference between kedushin and geirushin, and it all emanates from the lack of din of dibur by get in the Torah, according to the Rambam's camp. But even the Rambam would agree that Kedushin does work. And there are Gemara's Beferish like this. There's no shaila about it. The Gemara's Beferish. And if a person gives Kedushin to a woman and doesn't say Arei Mekudeshes, Ein Mekudeshes B'chlal. On a level of Derais, not even a shaila. Not even a question. So Baruch Hashem, we can breathe a sigh of relief. Abner Elum is Gevaldik, Shtubal Torah, gives a whole razzle dazzle Shtubal Torah and Kedushin. Then he carries it over to Kedushin, shows the difference. Everything's mamish. Everything I'm coming up to show. Are we so mekamei of the show? Are we so convinced that Rabbi Meluim's final nekuda in the sugya, the makom patush in the sugya, that diba by kedushin for sure requires b'teiras? Are we 100% certain that that's true or not?
No.
What do you think about that? How would we begin to analyze that chiddush gavur, the last point of the sugya? Rabbi Meluim is 100% right that you require diba by kedushin b'teiras. I cannot argue with that. Perish gemara. But before I'm willing to concede that Abba Meluim's Makla Patish and Sugya, I have to understand something. What must I understand? The requirement of Dibur B'Kedushin Midaraisa. I have no question that this is a true statement, Perish Gemara's, but I don't quite understand it yet. And unless I understand it, I'm not going to be comfortable to say that it's a real din of Yesh B'Teres Kedushin, which is going to insist that we have a Shaliach being a B'teres Kedushin Dikah Shaliach. So I have to understand this then a little bit more. Which is good, because we're all learning Kedushin now. So it behooves us just to ask the question, what is Dibur B'Kiddusha Midaraisa? Where did it come from? What's the nature of this? So the goal is to chop the last Nekudah of the Avaluim, but we have to ask ourselves where it comes from. So, if you didn't learn anything about Maseches Kedushin, you know, some many of you did learn the beginning of Maseches Kedushin, but even if you didn't, why do you think this should be so? Again, this is even the Dasa Rambam. According to the Baal HaMor, people forget it's the Raisa, okay, the Kedushin also could be the Raisa. But according to the Rambam, Rambam says, all the Rishonim who didn't buy into deep would get in a Torah, somehow they can see by Kedushin. My understanding is Kedushin.
Well, the Pasuk Ki Kach teaches that it has to be an expression that he's the one doing it.
Okay, so one could argue that Din. That's the Mechudosh way of saying it. I wouldn't have said that first. Okay, so the easier way of saying it, we'll start with the easier way first. The easier way of saying is that there's a big difference between Kedusha and Gedusha. There's a huge difference between. What's the huge difference between Kedushin and Gerushin? That's one big difference. There's another big difference.
One's creating, one's destroying.
It's another unbelievable difference. I'll put two things on the. I'll show you two things, okay?
Kesef and Bia.
No, my art.
Kesef and Shtar.
There's a Shtar that says in it. V'yachem b'shabesh, nas da-da-da-ram, Amar, Reuven ben Yaakov, what is a rebbe test the chalavim. What does the ring say on it?
Nothing.
It says 14 carat. Nothing, not a word. Could one argue that the reason why you don't need Hebrew by it yet is because it's there already. So I call chasum v'chasum. Chasum v'saif, it's all there already. By Kedushin, how in the world is the giving of a ring going to serve as Kedushin? What makes this Kedushin? Maybe he's giving her a graduation present, maybe he's giving her a birthday gift. I don't know why he's giving her a ring. What is it about the ring that tells us what's going on? We have no indication of Dasa Isha for Shwanat. We don't even have indication of Dasa what? Dasa Ish. We have nothing to go on. We see man gives woman ring. So? Hazma. So it could be that the whole role of Dibur B'Kiddushin is really very simple. It's just Bir HaDavar. Without it, you have no idea what's going on. It's a Dibur HaTorah, but the role is very limited, just to be revived what's going on. Or maybe one could say, there's some new halacha taking place here. There's some new din. Now, whenever you're looking for a new din, so you have to first identify the new din, then you have to identify a source of the new din. So the new din we just identified as being Tzadin Dibur B'Kiddushin. Tzadin. Not just Amatzias, not just Abir Adover. Tzadin. And if you say it really, really loud a few times, you'll convince yourself that it's Tzadin. Now the Baal HaMor would be the first to find us a pasuk for that, because he's in the Pesukim, he found a pasuk in Baguette. But we never heard of this pasuk. We should have heard of it, that's not what it means, according to us. So we're still looking for a pasuk. So we've identified the din, we called it a din, not a bir adavar, we called it a din, and now we have to find a makor for it. Now we are very, very limited in sources about Kedushin, because they're all of how many words? All of about three or four, ki yikach ish isha, ki yikach ish, yikach ish isha, four words, very few words. So Zakhtu Baruch Ber, B'nei Reb Chaim, you know where the source is for this din? Until 2 minutes ago, we didn't know existed. You know what the makor is? Dos is included in what din? What pasuk? Ki'ikach. Dos is part of ki'ikach. I mean, you want to make it touch it up a little bit. First Rashi, Parshas, Korach, Pikach, Korach. What? Korach picked up 250 people. Shlachim to Moshe's Beis. Ki'ikach is a lashon of convincing. Kachera b'dvarim. Rashi says in many places. Kachera b'dvarim. Ki'ikach Korach. Mashcha b'dvarim. I don't think he said that, but that's what Ibn Chaim understood. That the word Kiyikach has a dual meaning to it in Halacha. A Vavin is a Maisa Kedusha. The Vos is the Maisa Kedusha. The Zoy stated in the first mission Kedusha, Shnikas Begibel Derachim, the Kesav Shtar Bia, Kesav Zer Shavah. Shtar is a head. The Vol was a Posse. Of in addition to the Maisa Kedusha, there's a little deeper of the Kedusha, and this is all Nichlo and Kiyikach. Din, Mechelek, Kedushin derived from Kiva. The boy said, the Avim Elul, the fear is deity. The Avim Elul makes a lot of sense. The what? The what? If the second side is correct. If it's a din, the dibur is an integral part of the chalesa kedushin, and it has to be done by the baal to the isha, and therefore the role of the shaliach is not just to deliver the ring, but the role of the shaliach is to express that dibur. The shaliach is wearing a hat of a shaliach with kedushin, and therefore makes a lot of sense that the back in Shulchan Aruch that according to all opinions in Rishonim, even in Magash, this shaliach must be b'teres kedushin. But if you're going to tell me that the etzem hachalais kedushin is accomplished by the giving of the ring, the role of the dibur is purely tangential. The role of the dibur is just to ascertain for everybody in front of us to realize what's going on, because we need something to discern that this is not just a graduation gift, but rather this is a ma'aseh kedushin. And the shaliach is quote unquote representing the husband in doing that. The role of the shaliach is not doing all that much in terms of kedushin. It's just tangential birur hadavar. I'm not sure why that role of a shaliach should be labeled in halacha as a shaliach b'teres chalos. Let's not forget that after miluim machta ve'aki, he made very very little of the role of the shaliach l'halacha as a get. Why? Not that you don't need it. You need it in a Torah. Without it, the get's bottom in a Torah because it's ligitech. So the Kuleyamla, even the Magash agrees, the Shliach has to be a Shliach. But what the Rambam said, the Dasim Magash was, just because you're a Shliach, doesn't mean you're a Shliach l'chalei sagei rishit. Because the source of your Shlichos, the engine that's driving your Shlichos, is a physical act of besin, and not a chalei sagei rishit. And that's enough to be machshir of a kinayim. That was the bir adover of the Rambam, Dasim Magash. If the Rimagash was willing to accept the Shaliach lahalachas aget, even though he has to be Shaliach of his Nishkin Shaliach lechalos agerishin, if that's okay, and therefore in the Teres doesn't apply, so I'm not sure why, if the role of the Shaliach is merely wearing the hat of being the Varis Adavar, what elevates him to this razzle dazzle new state called the Shaliach lechalos agerishin? So I'm much more comfortable with this Avnim Luim if the second Pshat is right. If Reb Chaim Baruch Be'er right, that the din of kedibur is a din mechelech and kedushin derived from kiyikach. Namely, there are two parts of the chalaisa kedushin. There's the nesinas hakesef as well as the dibur, and the role of the shaliach is to accomplish that dibur. Then I understand. Then I'm much, much more comfortable with calling that the shaliach to teiras kedushin. And even in Magash and Shulchan conceding that Eved Kenayani would be possible. So I want to know if I'm test casing this out of the Luyev, I want this, I'm going to get it done, but I want this to be right. Well, I have to be intellectually honest, we have to go back to the laboratory and try to figure out, is it right or not? What is the correct Bir and Dover, the deep of the condition?
Also, learning the first
side, Kedushin Dishtari. Oh, no, we're getting to Kedushin Dishtari, yeah. So we have to learn a little bit of Masechet Kedushin. It's a nice thing to learn, the Albert condition. Do we have any rayas? Which side is the more correct side? Now, the entire Avdim Elulim seems to be hinging upon the accuracy of the second side.
No, Sanyo Amar, he doesn't work.
Oh, okay. So there are three Gemaras at least that come to mind. You guys already mentioned two of them. I was thought with the one that you did mention. When that father was at his condition, tells us that there's an exception to the rule of dibur. Sometimes you don't really need dibur. What is the case? Remember? I think there's other members. No? The Gemara says that Chosin and Kala are not married yet. They're schmoozing about getting married. They're talking about wedding plans. Talk about their apartment, talk about how they can't afford to pay the rent, they have all the regular things that Son of Kalas talk about. And then stop having to be too aged and listening on. All of a sudden, he takes out a ring and puts it on a finger, not a word, not a Kadesh, not a gorge, not a peep. So we pass the up, we said tonight, we pass the Yos against the Buddha, the what?
Dial.
We Kadesh's dial, the Kadesh's Torah. It's called the Sukhavyasa with me. As long as they were talking about it also in Yadim, that's good enough. What's good? How's that work? I just thought it was the dinner of Kedushin. How's that work? No, what's the answer? So if you hold the first tzad, it makes a lot of sense.
First.
Right? Because of the whole goal, here are those words. If the whole goal of the Kedushin of the Dibur was not really needed, it was just in the revival going on, if we can come up with a substitute, Birur Matoi. So doesn't that Gemara and Davav seem to point in the direction of Birur Adav, which does not bode well for the Amin Lord? What's the answer, by saying? Doesn't necessarily indicate anything. Why?
Asukin is the Dibur.
Asukin is not Pshat Yomgi the Dibur. Yasukin is the Dibur. Yasukin itself is the Dibur. After all, Dibur Kedushin, the Nusach of Dibur Kedushin, doesn't have to be a Lashon Kedushin. You could say, I read Burasas, I read Shali, I read Ishti, I read Tachta. Gemara's in Kedushin Davav, there's 15 different possible Lashonis. A guy wants to get very poetic on the Chuppah. He says, Haray at Skurosi, by Skor Basar Tachtena. Haray at Silosi, you are my rib on my side, even as at Selel Isha. Haray at Charufosi, Shifchanech Harefas Liish. Beautiful thing to say. But when the whole Sugi Davav, all these crazy, wild guys, very creative. I remember somebody once said to me that, the chuppah, everything is the same, they need a little bit of creativity. So the chazakal want to do things a little bit out of the ordinary, you know, they want to express their individuality. So I try to explain to them that there are times in life, it's very important to be creative, very important to express your individuality. Standing under the chuppah is not one of those times. I said, standing under the chuppah is the time where we should be doing exactly what we've been doing for the last 3,000 plus years. As the Rambam introduces the Chasishas by saying, Kodu Matan Torah, there was no Chalosh Kedushin, Nischadish Zayin the Matan Torah, this is where you do it. So there are certain things we do, Mamish, there are certain times in life, like the Leil HaSeidah. Leil HaSeidah is not a time for, creativity within reason, but it's a time to, same way Vigarat El Bincha, we like to do what we've been doing. We're doing it very well for 3,000 plus years, we should continue to do it that way. So we've been getting married very, very well for the last 3,000 plus years, continue to do it that way. It's not the time to put on new stunts. Anyway, so Rabbi said, getting back to the story. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So. Asugim Basuinian is the deep one. You don't need a Nusach of Kiddush, you can say Ishti Tachta is Karat. They're all good Lashonis. So when he says to her, oh my goodness, we're going to be living in on the third floor in 187th Street together. And he gives her a ring. This is the Lashon Kedushin. What else is it? So just the fact that the Gemara says that Asukin Basuinian is good, that's not a dead giveaway that the viewer is a good shot. We can still salvage Reb Chaim Baruch Ber and ultimately salvage Davin Lim as well. So we're still alive. Our shot is still hanging on, by a thread, but we're still alive.
Well, maybe an Akamino would be the example that Rebbe just gave, which is if only the woman is talking about.
Oh, so Moshe says, so let's test case whether we're right or not. What would the din be if, leave out the woman for dinner? I'll give you a real realistic case, okay? Not so crazy. There are six people sitting in a room, okay? Eight people actually, you need eight also. So you have a supposed chosen to be, a kala to be, two sets of the chutanim, and you have two eidim. Eight people, right? And the chosen, the kala, they have nothing intelligent to say. You know what they have nothing intelligent to say? Because the mechutanim are talking about money. I mean, they sound like they're intelligent, they don't have any money anyway. The kids in just came back from Eretz Israel. She's a first semester back in Stern. Who's that? He's not paying the rent. She's not paying the rent. He's not paying the car. She's not paying the car. And the chotanim are taking care of everything. So they're talking. They're negotiating. So they're talking. You're paying for this, and you're going to buy a shekel, and you're going to buy, and you're going to do this, and you're going to pay for the first year's rent, and she's going to be on your health insurance, and he's going to be on his health insurance. Allah discussions, clearly marriage-oriented discussions. And now, when all this comes to an end, Chosen takes a ring out of his pocket and he puts it on the girl's finger. Not a word, not a boo, not a health insurance, not a life insurance, nothing. Not a rent statement, nothing. Not a word, zippo out of the chosen's mouth. And the eidim are watching, it's been YouTubed, the whole world seeing, and now what? Married or not married? What do you think about that? So that's the test. Right? If you hold that a sukkah b'yisalinyan is just bir hadavar, because you don't really need the bir hachasa, what you need is the bir hadavar, So then the Bira of Dovah can be accomplished by anybody and anybody present, including the Mechutani. If you hold that there's a din, Reb Chaim Baruch Be'er right, and the rule is that there's a din, Bichelech Kedushin, the Rav and Kehikach, and the only reason why we let you get away with the Shvacha Dibur is because Dibur doesn't have to be a Lashon Kedushin, it can be other Lashon also, but it has to emanate from the mouth of the Chosan. So this kind of Otsun Rav would not be acceptable. So that's going to be a good test case. If you're running a lab now, you're running an experiment to try to see, well, which Bira is right? Because again, our entire Sugya hinges on the Avin Lulim's whole punchline is hinging upon this chat being correct. So we're going to test this and see, well, what's the din of the Sugya Suinian? Does anyone know the answer to this question? So there's a Mordechai. Those who have a Mordechai in the back, take a look. The Mordechai has said his condition. Simon Tov Ayin Zayin. It's the first Omer in Mordechai in the substitution. Simon Tov Ayin Zayin. Hoy medaber imo. As a rule, via Kabbalah, we have a tradition. The medaber imo lav dafka imo. Elohu adin imedabrim. That's the next word. The two versions of what the next word is. So some have the girsa imedabim shamachem b'faneha, and the others have the girsa imedabim imachem b'faneha. What's the difference between those two girsos? Everything in the world. If the girsa is imedabim shamachem, what that means is the sham is qualifying who the medabim are, namely other people are speaking. He is not speaking, and that's still okay. It's the mukadeshes. If the gear says in medabrim imacherim, that means he's still doing the talking, but he's talking to somebody else, but he's still talking. So that nuance of word, it's just a question of a half a stroke of a pen. It's the difference in ein and shin, very, very small difference. The chur that makes all the difference in the world, the love of their Isa. Is this woman Kadesh that she needed to get me a Torah or not? Openly depends upon what's the role of Diva the condition. Can it suffice with somebody else's Dibur or not? If it's Bira, yes. If it's Din, Bechelef Dishkiyah, then no. And everything is hinging, the whole Avin Lulim is hinging upon this. So we have not yet succeeded in bringing a Raya of Brura. That's if we have Shalichais, it's one way or the other. So hopefully we're still searching, and I hope we'll see tomorrow. We'll continue our search and try to prove that this is correct. And then go on to finish up the end of the Sugya of Tell us, and hopefully get you to do it. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to go.